automatically go up there.
Do it, yeah.
So you have like some kind of cloud, like Dropbox or something.
Yeah.
So your recorder had it, and then you just go up and then.
It's not Bluetooth connected, it's not Bluetooth connected. Yeah. And my phone, theoretically, I could do that.
It sounds fine, that's good.
I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay. Me'ata Novin, Shekol, Tefor, Shekol Otomakaris. So let's go to the next stage. Gazes of Ruach, cleverly, hopically, decor me you. A person is a Balgaiva, many times becomes depressed and crushed. Yush. Becomes hopeless. Davka b'kerav gasas haruach b'kenenas hakulsha. So the truth is, it's there inside. Hatakipas hakitzoynas, this outer presence of strength, ena ela hasvo l'chosu oynam panimi. It's a mask for the weakness which is inside. The truth is, that's the next case. The more says, "Kolodim sheyesh megas is a ruach, ruach kima or karta." So the more says that a little wind can stir him up. Or something, you know, means you take this nice clear thing and you make it all muddy. So it basically wipes them out. So what does a little wind wipes them out? Right? It says many times Gassus Ruach is because, like I said before, that he doesn't have the shkin. He has this very strong need to feel the presence, the focus is on him. So when it doesn't work, he's devastated. So he falls apart. A kolom sheish begasas a ruach, the soif who nifkas. A person has gasas a ruach, eventually he's caves in. Okay. Now, let's think about the idea of living with the awareness. The human lives with the awareness that he's a creation. So we're not talking about the holy, holy things. The primary elements of function of man, of human being. Gases of ruach who shichachas and nivros. It's like I said before in the previous piece. It's forgetting that he's a creation. Ubezem yisracha kaadam mishroshav. He's lost his foundation, his roots. Sharosh or ishiyos who yachso hakay alabara. So the sharish of a person being true to his reality is rooted in recognizing that he's a nivro, which is connected to a creator. Simleif, please take notice. And eno omrim sharish adam hu abare. He's other portion of the movement. Mehalo, the person created everything. Obviously, he's the source of everything. You don't need. The Ali Shur page Kuf Pei Gimel to tell you that already. If you need that, you don't belong back on page one. Which means the issues of the person, which is his personality. Adam she'ibed v'itzev tzurasa mitzuras kaiv kafina tiyasa hakarasa v'ofya. Person who's developed his being to fit his nature and his capabilities and his talents, etc., and his deficiencies. But b'sharas ha'ishiyos hu ayachas alabare yachas shu mitapeach mitoch hakara v'regesh. So a person who recognizes that's part of his reality, and from that vantage point, he develops from that the parts of his being. But if you're missing part of your reality, you develop your being. At one point in time, it can't stand anymore. Okay, let's do one more. It's interesting. Even though many people learn Torah and do mitzvahs, that it's translating a person living with an understanding of being a nivra, and that there's a bere, that there's a connection, and that the dependency also means the confidence of the security. It also means the relationship. Not everybody's able to get to that. Not too many people get to that. There are moments of quiet where you catch that. Without having a focused desire to work on recognizing and expanding that and understanding and feeling that relationship, it doesn't happen. It doesn't normally happen. Okay. I was talking with Rabbi Sandberg last week. So Mrs. Sandberg last week, or maybe the week before, I don't remember anymore. So she said a line to me. She says, you know, that she knows what Yom Kippur Neil is supposed to feel like. She says, we go to the doctor, we're waiting for the test, and the test is a question of life or death, what the results are. And you're sitting there waiting for that, you understand what it means to be judged for life and death. She said to her, you know, really everybody should feel that. You know, nobody has a hold on life. You can't hold on to a neshama. A person can be totally healthy the next minute, he has a hard car accident, he's gone. We should all live with that reality. Says the mile that you have is, you know it, nobody else knows it. It's not a chassur, it's a mile. Right? Now, what happens when a person becomes aware of that reality? So a person who built his whole reality on the fact that he's a somebody, right? It's overwhelming. The moment you wake up and you realize you're not really in control of your life, it's really depressing. Right? Because you have built on a foundation which isn't true. And a person who makes that the foundation stone of I am powerful, I am this, I am that, or that, and really, you're not powerful, you're not this. Most powerful person, loyal, you know. Person is, you know, powerful, etc. Makes a bad decision, he loses all his money. What happens? They commit suicide. So you don't have any money, so what's supposed to be? But they built their foundation on their chashivas. Person also, you know, gets an illness and he's in the hospital and he can't do anything. So what happens? They go into depression. Right? they built their foundation on the accomplishments. Well, I can't accomplish anything anymore. So what am I? Right? A person who lives theoretically, always with the understanding that you are a nifra, there's a bere. We'll use, for lack of a better word, you are the child of your creator. So what are you? You're the child of your creator. And he wants you here for whatever he wants to accomplish. So there's never a moment where you don't have a function. You don't necessarily know what the function is. You know, you try and work with that. But I'm not accomplishing anything is not a correct understanding. So the person who's built it on, you know, this idea of these outside things. So now the person one day wakes up and he realizes that. So he says, well, so then you're like, you know, so I'm a nobody. That's one way of looking at it. And that, you know, in some sense, that's true. That's what we call a nevus. But the nevus that he has allows you to recognize, well, but you're connected to a somebody and you're truly connected to him. And the reality is that the true ability to exist in Olam Haba is only as much as you are connected to the source of everything. So you really are connected now. And from that vantage point of being connected, you say, well, you have, obviously, the Bereshit cares for you. He's taking care of you. He put you here for a purpose. And you start looking and say, okay, what purpose did he want for me? What are my talents? What are my abilities truly to be used for his Watson? And then at the end of the day, like, I can have a confidence that I'm, you know, I'm playing a real role. Not a fake role, but a real role. That, if anything, takes care of the inclination to depression and yish. That's what he's trying to say. That's like, really, just snap your fingers and it's done. Our society, I think, grapples with this tremendously, so the solution is, you know, is in some way we have to anesthetize ourselves to the feeling of not accomplishing. So one person is alcohol, one person is drugs, one person is sports, one person is food, one person is wasting time, one person is going to movies or entertainment. You know, it's like, but even Lahavdol, you know, without, you know, religion, you know, in a certain sense, a person who is understands that his presence and his existence is important, and it makes a difference to other people. And he understands that, has a different feeling about himself, right? Not because of accomplishing, because there are people out there which, let's go back to the fellow here. The fellow is a major magnate, and he owns tremendous things. The stocks go sour, so he's inclined to commit suicide. He has a wife, he has kids, he has friends. They're all going to be affected. And that's the true reality of what he is the difference that he really is truly making in people's lives. That didn't end. It didn't stop at all. So why should he want to get off the world? Because the gasus of ruach of defining himself based on the glitter of I'm accomplishing, quote unquote, I mean, I'm making what America calls successful, that's gone. Right? The role that he plays vis-a-vis his wife and his kids, he doesn't see it as an accomplishment because it is. I mean, you can work at it, you can develop it, etc. But that's an intrinsic reality. So, like, you know, so what am I doing? He doesn't do anything. He doesn't be. That's the point he's saying right here. Being itself is extreme value. So if that's true vis-a-vis the baser v'dam of a family, it's kabbal karma. It's true vis-a-vis the bereg. The Rosh will put you here because he wants you to be here. Right? So by the fact that you're being, that's important. So you know, what do you mean? Well, I decide I'm depressed. The person I'm depressed. I want to commit suicide. So what does it mean? The greatest function a human being can be because the Russian wants him to be here. You try to take that away, but he's so lost in his world of Gaiva that he doesn't understand this. See, he's took away his basic function.
You know, the Svarim say that a person is created to do mice and pavim, that way he'll have Olam Haba. So if a person feels like he's not doing his mice and pavim, shouldn't he get depressed?
So that's a fair question. So, you know, in like all of these in Yanam, you have different things tugging at us. Right? Remember, we were talking about this, you know, obviously towards the end. What was he quote unquote accomplishing? Right? Couldn't learn. He was in excruciating pain. The last few weeks were excruciating. There was the medicine didn't make a dent. Didn't make a dent in the pain. He was a fellow. Like, so it was hard to focus. He was exhausted. It was obviously was tapping all of his physical energy. Right? So he couldn't focus on anything. He couldn't learn. He couldn't die. He's not really being a husband to his wife and being a father to his children. Like, so what am I accomplishing? It's the conversation which we had in a few of our conversations, you know, we talked about this. So I gave him, you know, different ideas that I thought of along the way, you know, a little bit weird, like, you know. So I told him that the existence of a human being who, even under difficult circumstances, is trying to exist properly as they can is a kiddush Hashem. That the decision to value the life the Rosh Hashanah put inside of ourselves and to respect it. The Rosh Hashanah gave life, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah is the one who takes life, and we're trying to respect that, and at least to, under the limited circumstances, to function as properly as possible, is a tremendous kiddush Hashem. So that you're accomplishing. Then I told him, he told me a beautiful word. I think I mentioned something over here. He told me that. You know, somewhere else in the conversation, one of the conversations, he told me before, he used to say we're a lot of verily from the Talmidim that he had. That was a beautiful thing. So he remembered things from that, you know, the Talmud said, you know, years and years back. So he told me, he once asked the Talmidim, he says, Rafi Yadei Min HaTorah, Rafi Yadei. He says, they didn't have a Torah yet. What's Rafi Yadei Min HaTorah? What Torah? She said, okay, the Mora they had, you know, but they didn't seem to learn. So what's the time? Like, what's the conversation over here? He asked the boys. So he says, he doesn't remember if it was fourth, fifth, or sixth grade, but Avraham Mand, who was now second year in Eretz Yisrael, something like that, right? He said, Rebbe, they should have daydreamed about Torah. So the piece is absolutely gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the marshal to me, I said, you know, person, he buys a lottery ticket. He finds out that he won the lottery. Right? And he's on his way to go pick up his $1 billion check. He's busy on the cell phone. He's busy doing something else. He's daydreaming about the check. He's daydreaming about what he's going to do with the check. He's much like, you know, his mind is like caught up in this, I'm getting the Torah. Imagine what we'd like to have the Torah. It'd be so wonderful. We're going to know so much. We're going to make a difference. Your mind is full. I don't know what a Torah is yet, but I know it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And it was a person's promise. The whole purpose of Jesus Mitzrayim was the Torah. Like, you're not thinking about that. That's called Bittul Torah. If you are, it's called your Muksik Torah. So, yes, yeah, so you can daydream about it, then you can act that you can't learn. You can daydream. So let's go back into it. So that's also an accomplishment. Right? The definition of accomplishments, the Torah mitzvahs, you know, yes, what we can do, we can't do, we can't do. But whatever the circumstances are, there's, you know, I remember Shira of Time said, well, I had a Rebbe, every time he can't sit in the room. He was, you know, at the end, he was in a coma. Shira of Time says, we don't know how the brain activity really works. What they measure, Ladafka, what the reality of the true understanding of what all of them is. And right now, this person is being aware of his creator and being a kaim, the hargosha of Yir Shemaim Ravas Hashem. You know the value of that? Right? They say that from the Altum Kelim, which that all the comes over Medrash, which we don't, the source of this Medrash seems to be very, very murky. But it's supposed that the altar said it over. The altar said that one Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy equals, excuse me, 1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy is equal one Amen. 1,000 Amen equal one Amen Yeshurab. 1,000 Amen Yeshurab is equal one word of Torah. And it's Kedai that the Russians should create the Bria. It should exist for 6,000 years. And that one human being, all of the human beings will all do all their life, all the Averus. And one human being will one time, 6,000 years, get up and say, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoy, it was Kedai the whole Bria. That's, you know, the tzir that he gave. We don't understand what a mitzvah. We don't understand what these minimal mitzvahs are. We don't understand what nafkamina that they make and the accomplishment that it is. You know, so because we're, you know. I was talking to somebody, you know, he works with yeshiva guys, you know, depressed yeshiva guys. He says, you know, this idea of accomplishment that partially he believes is a Western culture being forced upon the Torah. It's not a shkava of the Torah. To fully. You know, there's almost like a person to do Torah mitzvah, essentially. But the value of what it means, when the Chazal said that Shizara mitzvah to Kamura, because you don't, I mean, we don't understand the value of even a minimal mitzvah. It doesn't look like a big accomplishment to us. You didn't really challenge yourself. You didn't overcome. You know, we have all these wonderful worlds. I just was. Yeah, I said hello to somebody. And, you know, if we would understand the power of that hello, and what did it make, nafkamina that it makes, and the person was mechuzik, and mainly he said he was nice to his wife, mainly she was nice to the kid, mainly the kid was able to get a gay in the test, mainly he threw at the law, and he saved 50 million lives because I said hello to somebody. We don't understand what it means. What it seems to be like not a non-accomplishment. We would stop being marit, non-accomplishments, we wouldn't be so depressed. But we're mechuzik, I'm like, well, it's just, you have to overcome challenges, and, you know. And I said, you know, yes, the person did really lava minisoyan. When the person sends you a minisoyan, and when you don't send a minisoyan, what's going to be? You have no purpose. You know, we're constantly. So it's a balance. It's a hard balance. We don't. It's not that we don't have. We're called upon to do that as well. But when the moments where a person is not called upon, a person can't be called upon, right? Just being has value. The Russian put me here for a reason. So no, I have no function. So that's why the Russian put me here? And he got it wrong. Oh, excuse me? That's called fear. You know, well, I should really push myself more. I can't push myself more. Well, yes, you could. You know, most people could. You know, I can't. No, well, you know, you really couldn't be depressed because you're not coming. You know, and then what'd you accomplish? That you don't do anything because you're depressed. Ah, so that's called Yetzer Tov. Really? You know, like... Teretz is, there is such a Muslim that we, that existence itself has value. Rizal Tauber has a beautiful book called Choose Life. Bachar to Bachai. He says that's what that mitzvah means. The fact that we exist, as the Bershom gave us, choose the fact to exist, that has value in itself. He builds a mitzvah, or else that, you know, it's a beautiful piece, you know. So he has a story about that. He was a young man who had Yanomafu and was very sick, etc. It was very challenging for him. And, you know, but got to the point where he couldn't do anything but just exist. But that he would replay this tape for Rabbi Tauber. But that's valuable, and that's what gave him, you know, his you know, be able to deal with it. But that word from Ramani is like absolutely gorgeous. It's like wow.
Does he remember it? Does he know that?
Does Avram know that he said it? Probably not. I told Dr. Mann now that the Maya said there is. Well, you'll see. It's perfect. A few weeks ago. It's Parsha B'Shal. So he told me this this word from Abraham. He said, I have to tell you this. You know, it's just, I called him up and says, you know, you got to hear this word. You know? He would do this all the time. Every time his brother, he would tell me over something that he once asked in the class, you know, in Savannah, when he's teaching non-Fry kids, and asked the question, and they came up with this answer to this question, and it was a gorgeous answer. He would remember them. It was a real Rebbe, you know. Okay.